This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission to provide election symbol to candidates today. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma in USA to attend annual conference of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. And Ukrainian President Zelensky calls for more sanctions after new wave of terror. Now the news in detail. As per the election schedule released by the Election Commission, the final list of the candidates will be published from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, and the election symbols will be provided to the candidates from 4 p.m. today itself. The Election Commission has already established 165 election officers with 77 chief returning officers and 88 returning officers for the election to be held on November 20. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma arrived in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America, on Tuesday evening in connection with participating in the annual conference of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Nepal's ambassador to USA, Sridhar Khatri, and embassy representatives welcomed Finance Minister Sharma at the airport. The annual meeting of the World Bank is on the way in Washington, D.C. It started from October 10 and will continue till October 16. The finance minister is leading the Nepali delegation at the World Bank meeting. The Nepali delegation comprises Nepal Rashtra Bank NRB Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari, Finance Secretary Krishna Hari Puskar, and other high officials of Nepal Rashtra Bank and the finance ministry. Finance Minister Sharma is scheduled to attend the World Bank voting group as well as various ministerial-level sessions on Wednesday. He will also be meeting with high officials of USAID, the World Bank and the IMF, the Nepal Embassy in Washington, D.C., stated. Minister of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jeevan Ram Shrestha has given instructions to immediately rescue stranded tourists in various areas. Minister Shrestha called the authorities, Department of Tourism and security agencies and instructed them to immediately rescue the foreign citizens and tourists who were affected by the disaster. Minister Shrestha has instructed them to make arrangements for immediate rescue after receiving information that tourists are still stranded in various areas, including mountain climbing. The Minister of Youth and Sports of Gandaki Province, Rajiv Gurung Akka Deepak Manange, has been elected unopposed. Minister Gurung, who ran as an independent candidate from Manang Constituency B, has been elected unopposed after another independent candidate, Dorje Lama Gurung, withdrew his candidacy. The Election Commission has prepared to make a formal announcement after 3 p.m. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said it would not be acceptable for election observers to be siding with or going against any parties or candidates in the November 20 elections. Inaugurating a training session for the election observers for the election to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly today, he referred to some past election incidents wherein some election observers sided with parties or candidates. He urged them to help the Election Commission to conclude the elections by following the election code of conduct, as election observers are an important part of the polls. All political parties, civil society, mass communications and all sectors have an important role in making the election successful, as it reawakens citizens' rights and strengthens democracy, he stated. Similarly, Joint Secretary and Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Paudel urged election observers organizations to train the observers mobilized for the polls to abide by the poll code of conduct. Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, has completed broadband service installations in the designated areas of 74 districts through the Rural Telecommunications Development Fund project. NTA is to provide broadband service across the country through different 18 packages. The service has come into operation in the areas after the completion of service installations. NTA spokesperson Santosh Paudel said monitoring monitoring and testing of 10 projects out of the total installed so far has been completed. Powden informed a process of installing broadband service has been put forward in the earthquake most affected 8 districts including Kabre, Sindhupalchok, Rasua, Nuakot, Dolakha, Sindhuli, Ramechhap and Okhaldunga by mobilizing the same fund. With the increase in dengue and fever patients, there is a shortage of Sitamol in Dhading. Due to a high demand for medicine, Sitamol has been stopped even in private medical facilities in Dhading Basin. The owner of the pharmacy said since dengue patients needed Sitamol, no initiative has been taken to fill the shortage when the number of patients increases. Nearly 700 families have been displaced due to flood triggered by incessant rain in Tikapur municipality, Koilali district. Similarly, 36 families have been displaced in neighboring Janaki rural municipality. A meeting of the disaster management committee had decided to provide relief to the flood affected people on the basis of urgency. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China's ruling Communist Party is expected to hand a third five-year term to Xi Jinping, arguably the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao Zedong in the 1970s. The decision, which comes after a two-term limit was abolished in 2018, would further tighten his grip on China. It is possible that Xi, 69, will remain in power for the rest of his life. The historic move is due at a Communist Party Congress in Beijing, beginning on 16th of October, one of the most important meetings in the party's history. Xi is likely to retain the first two titles, Party General Secretary and Central Military Commission Chairman at the Party Congress, which takes place every 5 years, and the presidency at the annual National People's Congress in spring 2023. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged countries to hit Russia with more sanctions in response to a new wave of terror after Monday's attacks on Ukraine. At least 19 people were killed and scores more injured as Russian missiles hit regions across the country. Defiant, he said, the attacks will only delay our recovery a title. Following more strikes on Tuesday, Zelensky called on the West to find new ways to apply political pressure to Russia and support Ukraine. The calls came after he met the G7 group of nations for emergency virtual talks on Tuesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the attacks were retaliation for Saturday's explosion on a key bridge linking Russia to Crimea. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Modest Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, along with partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Province 1, Modest Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places in the rest of the province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, along with partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission to provide election symbol to candidates today. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma in USA to attend annual conference of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, and Ukrainian President Zelensky calls for more sanctions after new wave of terror. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.